does our culture have this thing about superheroes and superpowers? I tried to do a little exploration of the Marvel Cinematic Universe recently. My daughter's kind of into Spider-Man, and I couldn't keep straight all the Spider-Men. She said some of them were part of the MCU and some weren't, and some were kind of not accepted, and I didn't get any of it. So I went in looking, and oh my gosh, I can see why it's called the universe. There's a lot of movies. Not nearly caught up to all the comics, of course, that have come out over the decades. What is so interesting to us about this? I think one of the reasons that we're so taken with superheroes is that hope that we each do have some unique and amazing ability, that we're longing to discover our own. And the fact that the identity, the superhero identity of a superhero is almost always secret, gives us that hope that anyone could be harboring some amazing power without our knowing it, maybe even ourselves. The fact is that a lot of the gifts that we identify in ourselves simply aren't valued. I wonder what you thought of when Theta asked you to listen to your imaginary Burmese mother and her brag about you. Did she voice gifts that the world values? That your job values? That your family values? You know, sometimes the way to identify your powers, your gifts, isn't at all what people brag about. It might be what they complain about. People who say, wow, you're really intense. It's a little too much. They mean that they need a break. They may even be trying to shame you. But that might be a key. You're intense. You're a lot. You've got some power of acting or speaking or observing that people notice. It comes off you with this strength. That's a gift. So, along with your bragging parents, it might be good to think about when are the moments that somebody's pointed out something about you that they didn't like, or that they found troubling or difficult, or that they just found strange, Dr. Strange, different. I don't mean that we each have something precisely unique, of course. Lots of people, for example, are excellent writers, excellent coders, excellent managers, or fabulous with babies. But then we're each unique as well. No two people who are good with babies are good with babies in exactly the same way. The thing is, when we hear in our heads those moments of someone bragging on our behalf, someone looking at us funny and saying, you're kind of this, it might not be accompanied by oohs or ahs like Superman. There's just so many. And this culture has a pretty narrow sense of what's ooh and ah worthy. A couple of weeks ago, Prashant spoke from our pulpit about different intelligences. And I won't remember them all off the top of my head, but you know, there's interpersonal and intrapersonal. Some people have great ability to speak with other people. Some have a great self-knowledge. There's people who are particularly attuned to nature. That's a naturalistic intelligence. There's logico-mathematical kind of intelligence and mechanical and musical. Not all of those get compensated a lot, recognized a lot. They might be recognized and compensated a lot, like athletic intelligence, that physical intelligence of how to move your body, coordination, excellence with a ball or a puck or a team of other people trying to move one down the field or the court or the ice. But we pay those people a lot. We call them entertainers. We don't tend to give a lot of respect in the same way that we might to, say, an inventor, a brilliant scientist. Maybe I've just been in Silicon Valley too long. Anyway, so it's good to think about, well, among these intelligences, where do you think your particular gifts lie? And realize they're pretty broad. They're really pretty broad. He's already breaking it down quite a lot, right? And leaving out a lot, the person who put those together. But then when you zoom in closer to one, you realize how incredibly varied it is. Like if you you say, okay, well, I have a lot of musical intelligence. But if you spend any time in music, you recognize, well, some people have a real talent for hearing all the voices in a piece at once, and maybe you do or you don't. Some have a lot of patience and diligence to practice, and that's a kind of intelligence that that is really important for music, and you're thinking you've got that one, or maybe you got to work on it. Some have a particularly good muscle memory for how to make the notes come out. Some have a particular genius for composition. There's so many gifts in just this one form of intelligence. And I'm sure as you think about the areas that you have excelled or struggled or longed to do more, you can identify, oh, I do this part well, but not this part so much. Your gifts are very specific. And then as we zoom in even closer and look at that particular gift. Oh, I collaborate very well. I'm very good at building a team, but oof, if anybody's really competitive on that team, it just, all my skills go out the window, you may say. We're very specific. And when we recognize just where our gifts lie, no, I'm actually really good at diffusing that competition and helping everybody set it aside and keep working. That superpower begins to be inseparable from who you are and what you're like. That's where we part company with the comics, I guess. Although now a zillion comics and movies fans are going to come correct me. That's great. I learn a lot after my services from all the things I do wrong. It's my superpower. My understanding, not being somebody who spends a lot of time in either the DC or Marvel universe, is that superpowers tend to come about by complete accident, or somebody's born with them, and so they might not have much to do with the rest of their lives, although they will be from then on, of course. But in our lives, our powers are usually very intimately entwined with who we are. They're part of our character. In fact, not to go too far down this path, but our Unitarian forebears were so concerned with character and also trying to define themselves in relationship to a very rigid kind of Christianity in which they lived, that they took the whole Christian idea of salvation and turned it into what they called salvation by character. Who we were, how we acted, that was what would make the difference between hell and heaven for us, because these forebears of ours didn't believe in a realm or afterlife of hell or heaven either after a while. They recognized how cruelty and greed and ignorance could make a hell in this life for ourselves and the people around us, and conversely, that kindness and attention and creativity and other gifts of character could make it a heaven. That was their idea of salvation. But once you realize that it's a matter of character, well, we've traveled very far, fortunately, from X-ray vision or super strength, right into something that any of us can be, can do. We have to have respect for our own gifts. They're unique. Another reason, I think, that this culture of ours is drawn in its individualistic way to superpowers, to superheroes. This dream of people who are unlike anybody else. And those of us sitting here know that's every single one of us. Can we own those gifts? Especially the ones that people have tried to make us ashamed of? Can we claim, can we develop and say, yes, this is part of who I am? The superpowers that don't get a lot of compensation or a lot of attention or praise? And then, and this is true more than ever, we need to consider, how will we use our powers for good? Because as Rebecca Parker reminded us, every gift we have can be used to bless or curse the world. Every single one. So what does it mean for us to bless the world that needs our blessing? It can be hard to get to adulthood and realize that although people have been inviting, asking about developing our powers all our lives, they've been trying to get us to channel them into very narrow ways. Usually, how are you going to make a living at that? And the answer to that, very often, is by working on something you don't care about or that is even antithetical to your values. Our powers are needed, and they're needed for good. With great power comes great responsibility, and every single one of us has great power, even when we don't feel like it. I want to leave everybody with one other thought. That thought that Peter Parker and Clark Kent are supposed to remind us of, that nebbishy kind of guy, that person with no particular talent that you may know, they have a superpower too. So let us recognize our own gifts, whatever others have told us about them all our lives. Let us think about how can we use them to create the world that we want to see. And then can we move through this world recognizing we're bumping shoulders and catching the glimpse of other people with superpowers all the time? What can we do to nurture theirs? And together, as Theda said, what could we make of this world if we each developed our talents, if we helped others to develop their gifts and use them to build the world we're longing for.